welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad that you are able to join me today. We've been spending quite a bit of time on the broadcast recently, and I've shared spiritual, and now I'm going to be sharing some practical things on how we can allow the Lord to help us manage and control our emotions. There's some things in the Word that will help you. The first thing I'd like to share is the Word. It's the number one thing that will consistently minister to your emotions. Why do you need to immerse yourself in the Word every day? Well, it has an influence on you. It brings things to the surface. It has a way of bringing the good emotions and causing you to live consciously expressing those good emotions. For example, peace. After reading the Word, as you just draw into the come into the presence of the Lord, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding. It could be overwhelming. And that's what happens with good emotions. We need to immerse ourselves again and again, and it will happen. For example, the joy of the Lord, gladness, that's an emotion. And we just need to recognize that the Word can produce those things. If you will have some quiet time every day, for most people it might be as you begin the day, or if it works for you in the evening, whatever, but you have a time to just be with the Lord. You can come away after that time so glad and so filled with what has been revealed or learned. And there may also come a time when certain issues come up while you're reading, and that's a good time to stop right there and deal with it. Remember what I shared on a former broadcast. We need to acknowledge a three-step process. Acknowledge that you have a problem. Affirm God's help. Lord, I know I have a problem that you can help me with. And then simply ask Him. Your words give permission for God to do whatever it is that you're asking in your life. Why? The Holy Spirit is such a gentleman. He doesn't intrude. He doesn't force us. He can make us willing and wanting to do something, but He doesn't force us. God honors the human will and the power of choice that He's given to man, even His children. We have to be willing. If we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. So acknowledge, affirm, and ask. Remember those three steps over and over again, and you'll find that you become better and better and better. Remember that Jesus did something for you at the cross, not only saved your soul. In Isaiah, it says the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. God has designed the soul of man to be at peace with Him. And the best condition or emotion you can have is peace. This world is so lacking in peace. And don't let the world or the enemy rob it from you. There is a peace that now exists between God and man because of Jesus Christ. But there is a peace within that you have a right to lay hold of because of what Jesus did at the cross. The basis for what you and I can believe for. All of the redemptive benefits are in the Word because of the cross. And that includes a right to peaceful emotions and atmosphere around you. I'd like to share now some practical ways that can be helpful for you. First of all is music. There's tremendous power in praise and worship, not only your own, but just putting some music on. Psalm 16:11, in your presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So that's a marvelous way to allow the Lord to minister to you, is just spend time praising the Lord. And then also, get out into God's world, nature. Psalm 27 says, the Lord is my shepherd. Even in the emotional realm, I will not lack. Why? Because He leads me to green pastures and restores my soul. Remember that man was originally designed to live in a beautiful garden. Adam and Eve were placed there, where their every heart's desire was fulfilled. And in today's metropolitan areas in our cities, especially the pace, the high-tech world we live in, we lose our deep inner tranquility and peace. And at that point, we won't hear the still small voice of God. It's drowned out by the clamor all around us. And the result is we become doubters rather than believers. Doubt, think about this, it's an abnormality. Faith should be the norm for Christians. That's why it's important to take a walk in the park, to get away. Jesus would draw apart by himself. He'd go up into the mountains to pray and to be with his Father. And if he needed to do that, how much more do we? So nature, being immersed in God's world, can minister to you. There's a peace that is there. One of the secrets of believing is to get into a peaceful environment and to build your ability to believe in it, that God, in that place of peace, is going to minister to you. He will lead you beside still waters, and not only going out into God's natural world, but also I believe your home needs to be a place of peace and of quiet and of beauty where the Spirit of the Lord dwells. And once you shut that door, you can shut the door on the world, and you and the Lord can be alone, or your family and loved ones. He wants to bring you to those quiet streams. He wants you to be able to walk in what he has for you. So many times the condition of our soul limits us. Isn't that true? We sabotage our own destiny. Our thoughts override what God is trying to communicate to us. The enemy so attacks our thought life, and we feel it's no use opening the Bible anymore. A desire will come up for something else, some harmful behavior of the past, and, you know, we need to watch those emotions that come when you're insecure. That's when you're most threatened. You can't afford to act on your insecurities. They will always lead you away from the things of God. And you can't afford to act on that. You have to understand what it is, insecurity. It can keep you from moving in the things of God and his future for you. Let God have that feeling. God wants us to be at rest and at peace and confident in him. We know in whom we have believed. Acknowledge the problem. Affirm God can help you. Ask him. Some people determine they won't suffer alone. So I've got a problem, so you will too. Oh, beloved, we need to cultivate an attitude of joy. God's really been dealing with me personally on that. I mean, I've been so serious and sober-minded all my life. Not that, you know, the word says we're to be sober about the things of the Lord, but also we are to be filled with joy and filled with a childlike wonder and anticipation that all is well. Our Father has everything in his hands. He's got the whole world in his control. It might look like it's flying out of control, but no. It's on God's timetable. We may not know it fully, but we know we're near the end. And what a glorious dawning that will be, that perfect day that the Bible talks about. So you need to cultivate an attitude of joy. And you need to, and if you do that, you'll be able to laugh at yourself, laugh at the feelings that you have. Sometimes you've come to a point that when insecurities come, you can say, "Ah, there you are. Since you showed up, it means I'm very close to the opposite of what I'm feeling." The devil always lies. He never has anything good to say. So thank you, Mr. Devil, for telling me I won't make it, because I will. I have the ability of God flowing through me. You can say something like that to the devil. Learn to laugh at him. I've heard of preachers doing that. You know, the devil appears to him and they just laugh, and that just totally, I mean, it's humiliating and he flees. Strong emotions can trap you, beloved. You know that. Get before God with those trapped emotions. Read your Bible and find out that what the devil wants you to swallow is just not true. You're not inferior. God didn't make you inferior. You are accepted in the beloved. You need to laugh at yourself. Most people need to develop their sense of humor. Don't take yourself so seriously. Just relax. Some of you listening have never liked yourself since the day you were born. That's true. And how can we love others if we don't love ourselves? Rise up and know that God loves you and that he's for you. The Holy Spirit is trying to get you to rise up beyond that picture you see in the mirror. Change the picture within you. And if you'll do that, you won't get stuck in the realm of your emotions. God wants to help you. Learn to laugh at yourself and that the whole world doesn't rest on your shoulders. We may have a lot of responsibility in our lives, but we can only do the best we can do with God's help. And we just need to get a better picture of God and how He desires to interact with us in our lives. We need real faith to see that God could use us anywhere. Maybe you feel unrecognized, but if you follow what I'm sharing and deal with it regarding those inferiority issues and insecurities, well, you'll have a breakthrough. You need to speak the word over your emotions and thought life. Begin to meditate and say to yourself what God says about you. Also, another practical tip would be to avoid the people and places that trigger harmful emotions. Harsh, aggressive words, You've developed to a great degree a defense mechanism. Those harsh words, violent words, ugly words attack. And people who put people down, they have an inferiority problem. And where is it really at? Well, you're adopted into the family. You're approved of the Father. You're the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. God chose you. In Solomon's temple, there was nothing else like it on the face of the earth, one of the great wonders of the ancient world. It was probably $5 billion to build by today's estimate. That was in the Old Testament. God dwelt there, but He wasn't satisfied, and He said He needed something better. He found someone who believed in Him, and He chose a living tabernacle. Beloved, that's you and me. He dwells in a temple that's not made with hands. Praise God. What a beautiful, beautiful inheritance we have as the children of God. Well, I hope you're getting a picture. I hope you're getting excited about how different your life can be when you really start acting on the Word of God. That's what it takes. But you might need, there's power in agreeing prayer, so I invite you to write. You don't have to write a lot. You can email or send a note, and the Holy Spirit's gifted me to read between the lines. So I'll send back something I know that will bless you in the name of Jesus. So thank you for listening, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,